The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 4-1 in conference play and 7-2 overall. Penn State visits Northwestern on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you can give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we'll just open up the questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, we'll start off a little bit with this weekend's opponent, Northwestern. What have you seen on film, and what are you expecting when the teams meet on Saturday?
Well, very, very well coached, real sound in what they do. Defensively, they do a great job of not giving up big plays. Really good tackling in the open field. So if you do get a completion or you do get the back to get through kind of in the open field, they do a great job of getting you down on the ground so they don't, you know, give up the big plays. They do a great job of that. Obviously, they got a big, strong, athletic quarterback who's been able to make plays with his feet, not necessarily in traditional quarterback runs, but scrambles off of passes. Just very, very sound, smart football team.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, how about the play where Christian on that 1st and 10 faces a ton of pressure and is able to roll out, skip over a defender, and get some positive yards by that far sideline? Did that impress you?
Yeah, he's been working really hard. He's now a tri-threat quarterback, so he can beat you with his arm, he can beat you with his legs, and he lets you touchdown pass now. So we're trying to break the stereotypes that we've had about Christian. But, yeah, I thought it was a really impressive play. It was one of those plays where, you know, I was screaming, get rid of it, and then he kind of made the one guy miss, and then I screamed, get rid of it again, and he made the other guy miss, and then he kind of ran down the sideline for a couple yards, and then I screamed, yeah, great job, you know. So just like you see sometimes coaches screaming, no, 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 yes, 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 that was me. And, you know, he's doing a nice job with those things. I think our offensive line is playing better. We're making more plays for him. And then he's getting more confident in being able to extend. So that's been huge for us. The games where he's been able to pull it down and be able to get first downs with his leg a few times a game, we've been very successful offensively.
Any idea what his 40 time is?
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's gonna be the guy that tests really well. 6'4", 230 pounds. He'll run 4.7. He's a big athletic guy.
He runs 4.7.
Oh yeah, he'll run 4.7.
Good deal. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes in the line of Christopher Heidel from Herb Radio, Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Franklin. Talk about Northwestern. How dangerous is this team you're playing on Saturday? Because they played Stanford really well. They beat them, and also they beat Duke, who I saw last week down in Durham.
Yeah, they're a very good football team. There's no doubt about it. They're mature. They got a bunch of seniors starting for them. I think they're like 20. I don't have the number in front of me right now. Excuse me, but they got a number of seniors starting for them. I think we only have 5 seniors starting for them, so they're a veteran team, a team that's played a bunch of big time football together. You know, in the conference, out of the conference, like you mentioned, you know, opening the season with wins over Stanford and Duke. And then obviously playing at home. Whenever you go on the road, the Big Ten is always a challenge.
And also talk about your quarterback. It seems like he's getting a lot more recognition now. Because I was watching the pregame show last week, and it's saying he's getting better each week. What do you see every day in practice? Is he becoming more like a leader?
Well, I think it's more of the pieces of the puzzle around him are starting to kind of mature and develop. We got more guys that are making plays for him. We're being able to protect more consistently. We're able to be more balanced in terms of running the ball. So there's, you know, we're less predictable right now, which is valuable when you're a quarterback. You know, you look at the last 6 games, I think he's thrown 12 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions and has been really productive. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy for us.
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from your defense the last few weeks, you know, kind of putting an exclamation point on it with the shutout this past week, but, you know, certainly it's been trending in the right direction with some great play, especially up front.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're number one in the country in tackles for loss, or excuse me, Carl Nassib is number one in the country in tackles for loss and number one in sacks, so they're disruptive front, doing a great job in those two areas, really as a whole unit with AJ as well as Zettel. And Sickles. So those guys are playing very, very well. And then we got depth there. So they kind of set the tone for the whole defense. We're doing a good job of not giving up big plays. They only gave up two big plays on Saturday. So it's been good. You know, we've really been good as a defensive staff the last 2 years here. And really for the last 5 years we've been together, we've played good on defense. And, you know, we were fortunate when we got here at Penn State. The D-line, you know, it's probably our most talented position in terms of depth, and, you know, we've been able to build on that.
You mentioned Carl there in that comment. What have you seen in his development that has led him to this point where he's been such a force this season?
Well, he's just a guy that, you know, is full throttle all the time, you know. His work ethic, his attitude, his drive, his passion. You know, the fact that he's put on like 45 pounds since he's been at Penn State is a walk-on here at 6'5", 218 pounds, and now he's 6'7", 272 pounds and can make plays. You know, and more than anything, it's his will and it's his drive and his passion. So, you know, I see it every single day. I've been talking about him since last spring and the summer of that. I thought he was going to have a huge year, and fortunately he backed me up and did it.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.